Today, we've got five stories that orbit the same hard truth. Automating physical work is as much about surviving the environment as it is about clever models. Kicker: SoftBank's Rose AI is pitching autonomous construction for US data centers, huge valuation talk, but the job site survival problem is front and center.
Rose numbers are headline grabbing, IPO chatter, and a near $100 billion valuation in some pitches, but the real product question is durability. Can robots tolerate dust, power tools, unpredictable crews, and repeated rough handling? Deployment engineering, spare parts, and repairability will make or break this.
Runway's pivot from video into building world models looks like a media story on the surface, but it's fundamentally a robotics play. World models promise richer internal sims for planning, yet the test isn't photorealism. It's whether those models hold up against physical noise and edge cases.
World models help with long-horizon reasoning and imagining outcomes, but sim-to-real gaps bite hard. You can hallucinate a perfect lift in simulation. Soil, glare, sensor occlusion, and odd failures in factories are where those models get humbled. Robustness, not novelty, becomes the metric.
Meanwhile, OpenAI's models landing on AWS Bedrock, including codecs and managed agents, change how teams deploy intelligence. Governance and procurement friction drop when enterprise clouds host the stack, but that doesn't change actuator physics or sensor limits on the ground.
For robotics teams, Bedrock and managed agents mean faster integration into existing cloud workflows and clearer compliance paths. But latency, local compute, failover, and certified safety loops still live at the edge. Cloud access streamlines control planes. It doesn't make bolts stop loosening.
Scout AI's $100 million bet on its Fury training range exposes the same split. A controlled range accelerates iteration, data collection, and reproducible tests, yet it can't model every messy field interaction. Moving from polished DMOS to robust field autonomy remains the heavy lift.
Controlled environments can produce high-quality datasets and let teams iterate quickly, but they also risk overfitting. Operators in the field will still face new debris, unusual weather, and human behaviors not in the training set. Observability and rapid rollback are vital.
MERL's Anthony Vetro frames it bluntly. DMOS proves concepts, deployment proves business. Perception, control, and ML only deliver commercial value once systems survive long-term factory floor stressors, noise, unexpected contacts, and messy calibrations.
That perspective shifts internal incentives. Labs chasing state-of-the-art benchmarks need to add lifecycle engineering, mean time between failures, maintainability, technician training, and clear handoffs between R&D and ops. Those are the metrics investors should demand.
There's a common through line here: survivability. Whether it's building data centers, navigating factory aisles, or forecasting scenes, hardware robustness and recovery strategies show up in every story. Software advances amplify capability, but durability dictates scale.
And that durability has direct business consequences. Valuations and exit plans like Rose IPO hinge on demonstrable, repeatable field performance. One spectacular demo won't convince enterprise buyers. Predictable uptime and service economics will.
Cloud tooling like Bedrock reduces governance headaches and speeds up deployment pipelines, which is necessary but not sufficient. You still need edge orchestration, certified safety stacks, and deterministic fail-safes that operate when the cloud can't.
Simulated training and constrained ranges are complementary. Sims help explore long-tail scenarios at scale. Ranges produce ground truth data for mechanical failure modes. The win comes from combining both and instrumenting systems to learn from real-world glitches.
So who has the advantage? Firms that pair ambitious modeling, world models, managed agents, with heavy investments in ruggedization, spare part logistics, and human-in-the-loop operations will outcompete pure demo chasers.
There's also a governance and social layer. Deploying robots at scale in construction and industrial sites raises safety, liability, and workforce transition questions. Companies that design transparent error modes and clear escalation paths will face fewer regulatory and customer surprises.
Synthesis: these stories mark a market pivot. The frontier isn't raw capability anymore, it's operational rigor. The technical winners will be those who make systems that survive, can be maintained affordably, and integrate into human workflows at scale.
That's our roundup for today. We'll keep watching who turns surviving the real world into a predictable, profitable product, and report back when that next operating play arrives.